Can you just talk about the progression of your quarterback, Russell Wilson, so far and at the halfway point of the season almost, and what's impressed you the most?
Well, really very special in how he's handled this and how he's gone about the competition of it all. And he won the competition at the end of camp against a very good player in Matt Flynn. Matt did well, but we just saw the dynamics that Russell offered is too much to pass up at this time. And he's had us in every football game. We've had the ball in our hands to win every game at the end of the game, one and two times, and we've won a couple of those. I think he's the first rookie to ever win a couple fourth quarter come from behind wins, and he's got more in him, you know. And so we're very close to being over the hump, but we haven't quite made it yet. And so there's a lot of improvement out there for us as a team, and Russell's doing his part, and we need to continue to do our part to protect him and make our catches when the chances are there and come through for him.
Can you kind of talk from a coaching perspective, what exactly goes into mentoring and coaching a rookie quarterback like you guys have this year?
Well, that perspective is the only one I can speak from. I think it's really important to understand the guy and know who he is and what he's all about well before you even get the assessment of his talent, because he's going to go through a lot, and you're going to need to teach him a lot, and you're going to have extraordinary expectations for him, and you need to know how to deal with him. So he is an amazing kid and works so hard. There's nobody working as hard as Russell in this program. He's just applied himself in every way. And then you have to evaluate and assess, what he has command of as you move forward. And you don't ask him to do things he doesn't have command of. And so we're trying to grow at a pace where we don't shock him and we don't try to overload him too much at any time. He wants more, and maybe he could handle more, but we've just tried to go along at a good pace so that he can continue to be successful. And he's played very well at home and had a really good game against Carolina, but has not played as well on the road. And we're trying to get that ironed out. And he's got 116 rating at home and 50-something on the road. So we know it's in him. So we just need to play well around him and make sure that we're doing our part. And I know he's going to do his part.
Feeding off of what you just said about playing at home versus on the road, what's the biggest difference you've seen in your team in both of those situations?
Well, we haven't gotten the ball away from our opponents like we do when we're at home, and the football usually dictates what's going on in the games. And if you get it more than the other guys, and you basically win. We have not been as effective on defense, and we haven't taken care of it as well on offense. And really, that's the issue to me. And of all of the things we have to deal with, is we've got to take better care of it. Don't give the football away, and make sure that we're getting it a few times a game, and then you have a better chance to win.
Kind of flipping over to the Lions quarterback and Matthew Stafford, do you make anything right now of the lack of touchdowns between him and Calvin Johnson, and do you see anything that teams have been doing to maybe shut them down so far this season?
Everybody's doing everything they can. I know that. They're trying to keep him from doing it because he's such an extraordinary receiver, and Matt knows it, their whole... Scott knows it. They know what they have, and so they feature him and give him a bunch of opportunities. And the hard part is sometimes you can't do anything about it. He's just so good, and he's so big, and he gets off the ground so well. And Matt gives him the chance, So I don't know about those numbers, why they're not where they are. I do know that it's obvious that that's what you have to contend with, and that's a very special part of their team. And a few teams are like that.
And Coach, Sherman is 6'3", Brandon Browner's 6'4". Talk about the matchup of your big corners going up against such a big threat like Calvin Johnson in this game.
Well, we're closer to him than everybody else is, and at least they only have to look up a little bit. But so it'll be interesting to see how our guys do. They respect the heck out of him. Know he's a great football player, and they're going to try and do their stuff to play as well as they can. We'll see what happens. I can only imagine what it's like when the corners that are 5'10 or 5'11 and looking up at him, how difficult it is. But hopefully that'll help us some, because we're going to need all the help we can get.
Sticking with that, with terms of size with defensive backs, how important is size when you're looking at defensive backs coming out of the draft?
Well, I've always been trying to find guys that that have the length at the cornerback position and have the speed, because we're I'm a committed press bump and run guy, and have been for 20 something years. So I've been looking for guys all along, and sometimes it's not necessarily height, but it's arm length and that extension and the speed that goes along, that is necessary to go along with it. is a factor. What we're trying to do is make it hard for them to get off the line of scrimmage. And so longer guys, taller guys have a bigger wingspan, and it's harder. And so so we continue to look, but they don't come along very often. And so it's rare. Like, I think our two guys may be the two tallest starting corners in the history of the league, this is a rarity. And you can't just force it. Just because guys are tall doesn't mean they can play, but it has always been a priority, and to have Cam Chancellor back there, 6'3", 230, whatever, is a big monster back there for us, and we love the way he plays too. And Earl, with all of his speed, and compliments those guys too. So it's a nice group. We're just growing. We're just a young bunch of guys trying to get it done, and if we can keep these guys together, then someday it might be pretty cool to look back and see what they're able to accomplish.
Do you see the cornerback position maybe evolving a little bit with players at that position getting bigger, faster, it seems, every year?
Well, it's really hard to find big, fast guys. that's always the problem with every position, and it's just rare. I've been trying to cause that evolution for to take place over a long period of time. So it ain't happening very fast. I know that, but it is important in our style. And when we can find a guy, we're certainly going to champion the guy. But they are rare, and most of the, I think the average height in the NFL is probably can't be any more than 5'11". It's been 5'10 and a half for a long time for corners.
Can you talk about just the importance of Marshawn Lynch to your offense and how specifically he's maybe helped the development of Russell Wilson so far?
Well, he has been a real leader in this program since the moment he arrived, just by the nature that he brings, the competitiveness. He's so tough, and he competes so hard every single time he gets the ball in his hands, and when he's blocking, it doesn't matter. He's been a factor, from the day one. So he continues to be that, and that element of our offense is something that helps the quarterback. You have to play the running game against this, and you have to tackle him, and you better put a lot of focus on it. And that should, over the long haul, as we develop from being a young team to a more mature team, I think it's going to be an added element that's going to help the quarterback and the passing game and all of that. We're trying to get there now.
In your guys' game against San Francisco last Thursday, it seemed like you were moving the ball pretty well, but just weren't unable to find the end zone at times. So what were some of the things you saw that weren't maybe clicking in that game, as this is a mutual opponent between you and Detroit this year?
Well, for the first time this season, we didn't catch the ball well. We had five balls that got away from us, and that really is we didn't need to call another play. We just called the ones that we called and catch the balls that were thrown, and it would have made a significant difference in that type of a game, and that's it, it's just uncharacteristic. All of our guys have terrific hands, and it just, for whatever reason on that day, there was balls that got away from different guys, and there were huge plays when you look back at that football game.
And you guys are 4-3 right now, with Arizona right there too, and St. Louis making sort of a resurgence. Can you talk about the strength of your division this year and where you guys fit in with that depth?
Yeah, I think that really the complexion of this division has changed dramatically in the last 3 years. When you see everybody playing good defense and everybody running the football the best they can, and that commitment, and special teams commitment is really obvious in our division too. It's bringing about a high level of play, and you notice our record out of division is really good too. So I think it's just a big statement that this division is really difficult now, and that doesn't help me any, but it is impressive. I kind of like it to be a little bit different than that, but it's really a battle every time we go out, and the style of play is hard-nosed and tough and physical, and we're going to try to bring it again this weekend just like everybody else will. So it's pretty cool that it's changed so much so quickly.
Has there been more of an emphasis this week on the Lions' upcoming defensive line and protecting your young quarterback with the depth they have at that position?
I'm sorry, say it again, please.
Has there been more of an emphasis in practice this week with going up against the Lions' defensive line this weekend and protecting your young quarterback?
Well, there better be. We're in trouble. Those guys bring it. It's an exciting pass rush group that they have, it's really important that we do a great job of protecting. And what will help us most is to run the football, and make them have to defend that. But both guys on the edge are really tough, and Sue up the middle. And it's just such a good group that we have our hands full, and we're going to try and keep them slowed down as much as possible. We expect them to be very difficult.
Coach, last question.
There's no way of getting around it.
Oops, sorry. Last question. In most of the Lions games so far this season, they've had an ability to kind of start – slow in games and then come back late. How do you prepare for a team like that, knowing that they're capable of maybe making a comeback late?
Well, hopefully we prepare really well. but we do see that the numbers are enormous in the fourth quarter for them, and that's when they really say, okay, we've got to get back in the game, and we've got to do it, and we're going to do it the way we want to, which is to throw it, and their numbers just skyrocket. And you know, we saw them just come right back to life in a very difficult Chicago game, went right down the field when they needed to, and we know they have that, so we're just going to have to play all day long. It's going to be a 60-minute battle, and the fourth quarter is going to be hugely important. We've been pretty good there. You know, we've given ourselves a chance in a lot of games to win and to hold people down and to get the ball back and all of that, but these guys don't want to have any part of that. They're very difficult, so it's a big challenge for us.